great thing about Dominic is that he's so competitive, he doesn't want to dial it back at all. So it's up to us as coaches to dial him back, to restrict his repetitions during practice. So we make sure that he doesn't re-injure his knee, he doesn't get overly fatigued in that area. But his rehab was, they say he worked his butt off and he got himself ready to go. And that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen so far. So he hasn't missed a beat. Anybody else?
Randall.
Thank you.
Ruben.
Rookie. How you looking? NFL ready?
Well, I don't even know what that term means. All I know is he needs to develop. He's shown some flashes of great things in training camp so far. But also is very inconsistent with his knowledge of our offense and how we're trying to go about with our techniques, execute our offense. So does he show flashes? Do you see the talent? No question you do. But he needs to develop. He needs to develop physically and mentally within our offense, within our system.
Does he have the talent that he can overcome those inconsistencies and maybe not learn a lesson, be a little successful while doing that? And do you worry that he might not learn the lessons?
That is a worry, for sure. That's a worry, you know, because he has made some plays. And at times, you know, it was when he ran a slant and caught the ball. It wasn't a great release. Mm-hmm. When you're facing a corner of, you know, let's say Pro Bowl caliber, that's not going to work. So does he need to improve on those things? Yes. I don't think he's going to get complacent, though. Mm-hmm. I think he understands that we're counting on him. And, you know, his teammates are counting on him, and I think that resonates within him, so he needs to just continue to develop.
Did came out the first day, I think. You know, he had to take his pads off. He was tired or sick or something.
Not the first day, but second or third. Right.
You said physically. Does he need to maybe get in NFL shape?
No, I think he said he was nauseous earlier in the day, you know, so he's fine. And then he came back the next day and didn't skip a beat, so... His approach right now, if he continues to progress with his approach, is where we need him to be.
Can you comment on what you've seen from Martellus Bennett so far?
Let Coach Pope handle that. But, you know, he's flashed some great things.
Is Jernigan shown, you know, you guys need him to take a big step?
We do.
So he has no catches.
Right.
Does he seem that he could be that third guy?
He has had a better training camp than he had OTAs and minicamp, and better than last season, and better than last season's training camp. So is he progressing and trending in the right direction? Yes. That's where we want him to be. Is he ready to do that yet, where he's consistent and knows the ins and outs of our offense and knows how to execute it? Not yet. But I'm okay with that as long as he continues to progress the way that he has so far this training camp.
I mean, he's caught the ball. I mean, you expect that he's going to catch the ball coming back, and mm-hmm. I mean, he's caught the ball over his shoulder a little bit. Can he do that?
Oh, he can do that,
not
for sure.
Not as fast,
yes.
Obviously, but
yes.
It's not big.
Yes.
So.
Yes, no, he can definitely do that. And then there's an area there where he can improve as well, and that's positioning himself where the defender's to his inside and he's catching the ball over his outside shoulder. At times, receivers like to widen and catch the ball over their inside shoulder, but if the defender's there, they're going to knock it down every time. So can he improve in that area? Yes. Does he understand that technique? Yes. And can he execute that technique? Yes. But does he have to do it more consistently? Also, yes.
Coach, Victor Cruz said he's not going to hold out. What does that say about him and his personality?
Well, I just think he loves football. He loves to play and loves his teammates. And that's his commitment level and where his head's at. And then, you know, with that type of approach, you can be very successful in this league, and that's what we're hoping for this year for him.
Does that show us a glimpse, though, of his personality that maybe you guys see that we don't?
Well, I think you guys can see it when you talk to him, but let me put it this way. He's competitive. He wants to win. He wants to beat the man across from him, and he wants to win the football game as far as points are concerned. So, yes, it does tell you that, yes.
How are you adjusting? This is a different role for you in training camp.
It is. It's not my first time to coach the receivers, but it is my first time coaching the receivers at this level. I take it in stride. My approach is you work as hard as you can, you prepare as hard as you can, and then you just adjust and adapt on the fly when needed. So I love it. I love the having the guys, being able to coach them and hopefully help them develop to become the players that we want them to be and we need them to be to help us win football games.
How have you been able to deal with the key picks? Because I'm sure he's eager. I mean, obviously he knows he's not going to play it, but he's probably going to be annoying, I would think.
He's chomping at the bit. Yeah, he's chomping at the bit. But the great thing about Akeem is in the meetings, he's very, very dialed in. You know, he's one of those guys that in order to be ready to play football games, he wants to know everything there is to know about the scheme, about the defense that he's playing, and that's the approach that he's taken, even in the meetings, even though he's sitting on the sideline. So he's sitting there and he's chomping at the bit, ready to go, and that's where we want him. You know, we want our players to be that way, and so he's got a great approach.
What's it like working with Dave
Waddle? Good question. Very good question. No, it's when it comes to the office, when it comes to football, I mean, it's coach for me. You know, he's my boss. He's not necessarily my father as far as the approach that I take, and I think that's really the approach he takes. When we do have time, you know, and we're out of the office, it's great because this is the most time I've ever spent with him. You know, he's always, you know, coach's hours are a lot of hours. When we coach, it takes some time. So, you know, unless he was on vacation in the summers, you know, he was working a lot. So this is by far the most amount of time I've ever spent with my father these last 2 years, and now moving forward into the third.
So when your receivers screw up, he's not like sitting there going, come on.
Oh, he definitely is. Or more of the, he's barking at me. But it's not because I'm his son. It's because I'm the receiver coach.